in recent years. Novak Djokovic has returned to court to fight an attempt to deport him because of what a government minister described as a perception that the top-ranked tennis player is a talisman of a community of anti-vaccination sentiment. Three federal court judges hope to hear the entire case in a single day Sunday, so that the men's number one ranked tennis player and nine-time Australian Open champion might begin on Monday his title defense at the first Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year. This is VOA News. Egyptian authorities say that they arrested a prominent member of a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Government media say the suspect was detained after a Turkey-bound flight that he was on made an emergency landing in Egypt after departing from Sudan. The country's interior ministry said on Saturday that a man was arrested and identified him by name but did not provide further details. The man with the same name is known to be a member of Hassam, a group previously implicated in deadly militant attacks in Egypt. Hassam is considered to be a splinter of the Muslim Brotherhood group, which Egypt has banned and declared a terrorist organization. An undersea volcano erupted in spectacular fashion near the Pacific nation of Tonga. The eruption on Saturday sent tsunami waves swirling around buildings and people rushing to higher ground. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage because all internet connectivity with Tonga was lost. Following the eruption, a tsunami advisory was issued for Hawaii, Alaska, and the U.S. Pacific coast. Authorities in Southern California closed beaches and piers as a precaution. The seditious conspiracy case against members and associates of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group marks the boldest attempt so far by the U.S. government to prosecute those who attacked the U.S. Capitol. But invoking the rarely used charge carries considerable risk. Still, legal experts who have reviewed the indictment unsealed this week against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and 10 others say prosecutors stand a good chance of winning convictions on allegations that the peaceful transfer of presidential power. The Civil War era charge is hard to prove, and scholars say overzealousness in applying it going back centuries also discredited its use. A woman was pushed to her death in front of a subway train at the Times Square station in New York Saturday, and that's according to police. It's a little more than a week after the mayor and governor announced plans to boost subway policing and outreach to homeless people in New York City streets and trains. The man believed responsible fled the scene, but he did turn himself into transit police a short time later. The 40-year-old victim is a city resident and was waiting for a southbound train around 9:40 in the morning when she was apparently shoved. Again, that's according to police. Again, a woman was pushed to her death in front of a subway train and at the Times Square station Saturday in New York. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Music and more. VOA 1.
BOA1 Ed Sheeran from his Equals album. That's called Bad Habits. Ed was performing on the Jingle Ball Holiday Christmas Concert Festival, and the show in Los Angeles featured some big-name stars. Now, there is a video Ed just put on his Twitter account from backstage at the show where he was singing his latest song, Peru, along with BTS and Fireboy. All of them performed the song Peru backstage, and they had some fun. I'm Larry London on VOA1. Now, speaking of that Jingle Ball Festival, I was there at the Washington, D.C. version of Jingle Ball, and I caught up with Ty Verdes. You can find the interview on voanews.com. If you click Watch, scroll down to All Programs, and then click on Border Crossings, and you'll see me talking to Ty Verdes. Here he is with A-OK on VOA1.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-OK. I know I'll be A-OK. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-OK. I know I'll be A-OK.
Can't make friends. Pray for better days. Now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out in an all white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. See with me, it ain't no worries at all. Any might be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. Fanny, you hang pictures on my wall. Roll one, let's get high tonight. Backseat, Maybach, lavish life. Chilling with the stars like a satellite. AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
Better Days, Naked with Mae Muller and Polo G on VOA1. Coming up, it is Billie Eilish who will be going out on tour starting in February. February 3rd, she opens up her 2022 Happier Than Ever tour in New Orleans, Louisiana. She's off to Atlanta, Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Washington, Philadelphia, Montreal, New York. She's got many, many stops, and it is a world tour, so maybe she'll be coming where you live. That's what she's going to be doing for the next year. Here's Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever on VOA 1.
When I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever. Wish I could explain it better. I wish it wasn't true. Drunk in the Benz, driving home under the influence. You scared me to death, but I'm wasting my breath, 'cause you only listen to your friends. I don't relate to you. I don't relate to you, no, 'cause I never treat me this. You made me
that you plan for the next whole week. Been too long for me. So cheap being flex OD and sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey, you got it.
you got. Yeah. Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waited hitting you the DM looking violent. Talking why you come around and now they silent. Through the Cooper 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Popping shit, but only cause you know you popping. Yeah. You got it, girl, you got it.
The hits on VOA 1.
The Weeknd. From his new album, Dawn FM, that is a song called One Right Now, which features Post Malone. And right now,